It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by DuPage Credit Union. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. We look forward to serving your financial interests. DuPage Credit Union invites you to recycle old electronics, shred documents, and shop their yard sale this month during their Drive, Drop, and Donate fundraising event in Naperville. All proceeds will go to purchase school supplies for local students in need. For details, event location, or to make a donation, visit DuPageCU.com. That's DuPageCU.com. Naperville Alarm Company is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 per month. And the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. First Command Financial Services, reducing debt, building savings, protecting your future, pursuing your goals. These things are important to most of us, and they're important to the hundreds of thousands First Command has served since 1958. FirstCommand.com, or contact Adam or Dan Lepold at 756-0193. That's area code 630-756-0193, extension 201. Bocconi's, with locations in both North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bocconi's North at 30-717-9530 or their South Side location at 630-369-4922, or you can check out their website at Bocconi's.com. And they do have a Dolly special. What is that? Oh, it's my favorite meatball pizza. So all you got to do is ask for the Dolly special at Bocconi's. Naper Settlement is also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. You can check out their website for lots of fun events and check out that Naper Nights schedule, lots of fun outdoor concerts on the beautiful grounds of Naper Settlement. Check out napersettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. Sullivan Steakhouse offers guests a unique Naperville Steakhouse experience. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Thanks for being a sponsor, guys. Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for the Naperville community. You can check them out at NapervilleParks.org for the summer schedule, and their fall schedule is coming up, so check them out online. Divine Beauty Lux Spa for spray tanning and light therapy. They are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. Check out Divine Beauty Lux Spa or check them out on Facebook as well. Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com and tell Mario Dolly sent you. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call for a free class, 630-355-6240. Innovative Orthodontic Centers, enhancing smiles for life. OrthoCenters.org, proud sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show. The Straw Team Remax of Naperville, check them out at thestrawlteam.com. For over 18 years, they have been serving the western suburbs, and they are lifelong area residents. If you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, give the Straw Team a call. And finally, the Naperville Trolley and Tours is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Book your trolley ride for any weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, fat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. It is Dolly here. Thanks for tuning in.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you, Dan Ponce, my buddy at WGN. You know, we have a special show for you today, a very special show. I can't believe who's going to be calling in today. I can't believe it. Let me give you a hint.
Okay. Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Listen to Dolly. Ice, baby. Vanilla Ice is going to be calling into the show from the road. You know, he's getting, he's out there in Amish country in Ohio somewhere. He's going to be calling me from his cell phone somewhere in Ohio. Good luck. I hope the cell phone works. I hope it works somewhere out in Amish country. But he's got a new movie or show he's working on, Vanilla Goes Amish. So we'll be talking to him about that. But he's coming into town next weekend for the Kankakee Barbecue Festival, which the Dolly McCarthy Show is a major sponsor of, and we're so excited. We're going to be out there all next weekend giving you live reports from Kankakee Barbecue Festival, talking to Vanilla Ice on camera so you get to see him up close and personal. And if you have any questions, shoot me a message on Facebook or email me or tweet me something, but he'll be on the show a little later. But we have something going on this weekend. This is the 4th of July weekend. It's the kickoff of the 4th of July weekend. And as I said, we're kicking it off here with some special guests on the show. Vanilla Ice, country singer Joe Diffie is coming on today, as well as Clara from the Henningsons, great family country band. They're going to be here. The kids and I over at my house are kicking off the holiday tomorrow morning when we do our annual parade around the block. Yeah. It's not a neighborhood parade. It's just me and my kids. You know I have five. So the oldest will carry the big flag. Well, I should check with him first. I think he will. Maybe the youngest one. Maybe Molly will. And we just walk around the block. It's kind of something that I didn't start this tradition, actually. My father did years ago on the northwest side of Chicago. I'm one of 14 kids. And they didn't have parades back then. 4th of July, you just celebrated in your backyard, your barbecue picnic, and you got firecrackers from the local Five and Dime. Listen to me, I sound so old. Five and Dime. Do you know they just closed? The last Five and Dime in Chicago closed this week. But anyway, we used to go to the dime store and get our firecrackers, our M80s. Yeah, can you believe it? We were like 7-8-year-old kids buying M80s. I think that, wait, the safety free, what was the name of that other safety free? Oh, geez. I wish one of my brothers would call into the show and help me out here. We used to go over there and get a brick of firecrackers. And anyway, so in addition to blowing off fireworks, losing a few fingers here and there, my dad attaching them back on, he would make us parade around the block with the flag, all 14 of us. And sometimes there was a baby stroller that to be pushed. But it was a tradition that embarrassed the heck out of me and my brothers and sisters and siblings, and we hated it. But now that we're older, we look back fondly on those memories because, you know, in Chicago, they're square blocks. So we would get to the corner. My dad would be on one corner, and then we'd get down to the block to the other corner, and we would book because he couldn't see us. We would run. But then we'd look over, and he ran to the alley to see if we were crossing the alley. He never walked around the block with us. He made us do it. And then we would just run the rest of the way, not to embarrass ourselves. And then, you know, why were we embarrassed? Because we were the only ones doing the parade. It was just us with the flag. But we look back fondly on those memories because and now I'm very patriotic. I love flying Old Glory, the flag. It's so beautiful to me. And I just carry on the tradition with my kids and embarrass them. But now there's parades everywhere. So I know Wheaton has a parade. Wheaton, Illinois has a parade, 4th of July parade every year. And in Naperville, to kick off the 4th of July weekend, in my neck of the woods these days, where I live in Naperville, if you're listening out of the state or another part of the Chicagoland area, I'm in Naperville. This is where the show is based. And we have what's called the Naperville Rib Fest. The Exchange Club puts it on every year. And it is a fantastic event. If you want to check out more about it, there's a website, Naperville, well, it's ribfest.net. And it is this weekend. It kicks off today, and it goes through Sunday, and the Dolly McCarthy Show will be there. We'll be bringing you some fun feature reports from RivFest, which I'll post on my social media. And RivFest has a YouTube, so they promised me they're going to put it on there. Speaking of promise, I promised to have a representative from RivFest on, and he is a great guy. This man is all over Naperville. His name is Hunter Byington, and Hunter joins me this morning. He's in charge of marketing for RivFest, and I think he spends his entire life now volunteering for the Exchange Club and RivFest year-round. I don't think he does anything else but RivFest, because that is a full-time job for this festival. But we're glad to have Hunter on the show. Hey, Hunter, are you there?
Good morning, yes. We've been up since 4 o'clock promoting this thing.
Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. So are you guys ready?
Oh, yes. I mean, the rain is gone through, as you know, and it's drying out. And I think by noon the grounds will be beautiful. And the temperature is, you can't ask for anything better, but about 70 degrees today. And it looks good all the way through to Sunday.
It is definitely a perfect day. Years past, I remember there's been thunderstorms and rain, and it's always a sad day. But now we are so thrilled that it's a great day for RivFest, and it's all about kids, right, Hunter?
Oh, you've got definitely the kids area, the kids carnival. If folks can come out between 12 and 3 each day, they could get a mega pass and wear their children out on the carnivals. We even this morning had the mayor trying out several of the places to play. It was just a blast. But yeah, we got it about the kids. If we can get the parents to bring the kids, it's a great way to get out of the house and some barbecue at the same time.
Yeah, some good barbecue. How many ribbers are going to be there this year?
As you know, they all compete with each other, but we've got 11 of them. I think you're going to be talking to several of them during when you do your reports on Facebook and on our social media. So we're really excited about that. But they were serving some this morning as well. We got an advanced taste, and I got to tell you, if you get to the park and you get to have some of those ribs, you'll be very, very satisfied. It'll be very good.
No doubt. Now, along with the ribs, you guys have some of the best entertainment around in the Midwest. They call it the best fest in the Midwest. Tell us how you guys live up to it. You've got some great entertainment. What's the lineup so far this year?
Oh, it's pretty good. And don't forget that for $15, you get into the park and you get the music and the food. No, the food's a little extra, but whoever heard of a ticket for $15 for people like the Bodines, who are playing tonight? You've got Roger Hodgkins, the former lead singer of Supertramp. He'll be playing on Saturday night. George Thorogood and the Destroyers will be topping off Sunday night. And then in between, on our second stage, we'll have people like the Million Dollar Quartet. If you've been downtown to see them, it's going to be a great recreation on our stage, our second stage. We call it the River Rose stage before the July 4th fireworks. You'll also have Love and Theft playing on July 4th, so we'll mix in country as well as rock. And then Dos Castillos, a Latin band that really does a great job with Latin music and Latin rock and roll. So
you've got quite a diverse and quite a few Latin bands, so something for everybody there. There's even, I see on the flyer, a SpongeBob bounce house, so kids won't want to miss that. Parents, we guarantee, right, RibFest guarantees that all the kids will sleep well at night after visiting RibFest. The gates open at noon until 10 daily, and
yeah.
You know what I said, it's all about kids, and RibFest is, we mentioned earlier, it's put on by the Exchange Club of Naperville, and it's all to raise funds to help fight child abuse, domestic violence, and pretty much to strengthen families in our community. So I know Exchange Club is very proud to have been putting on Fest for 26 years. How much
does
the Exchange Club put back into the community to support this effort?
Oh, it's been close to $14 million over those years.
Wow.
Just this last December, we distributed over $600,000 to better than 50 nonprofits here in Naperville.
Wow, that is fantastic. And we're going to be talking to the Naperville Humane Society a little later in the show. They're one of the non-for-profits that Ribfest supports, because we got to treat the animals right and protect our animals and prevent animal cruelty, and that has a direct relation to kids.
Oh yeah,
right there. Every kid needs a dog. We got to take care of our little pups out there. So they'll be on the show a little later, and we're going to feature some of the non-for-profits when I'm out at Ribfest, and we'll be slapping those up on social media, so you don't want to miss all that. I hear now there's a new app, and I actually downloaded it last night, and it is fantastic. So if you're going to head to Ribfest, this app is a must-have on your phone.
Well, I think it's going to be a compliment to who your next speaker is when you have Susan on. They'll be talking about tips, or you'll be talking about tips of different things to do at Ribfest. And on the other side of the coin, using the app, you'll be able to – it has an incredible map. You'll know it'll have geo-positioning, so you'll be able to find where you are if you think you've gotten lost. It'll tell you the times and when all the music and the family events are. And then even being able to buy tickets. If anybody's listening right now and downloads it, you can buy tickets directly from that. It's a pretty all-encompassing app. And there's no charge for it.
Yep, and it's really, really easy. And you just click on that app, and it tells you who's playing that day, what bands are playing, where they're playing. You could click on a spot for family fun. It tells you what's going on at that time. It's just, it really is a very useful tool, especially with a festival that large. It's really well. Very informative, and the stage and the map, the placement of everything is very well planned out. I mean, after 26 years, the Naperville Exchange Club, you got it down. You know what you're doing.
Well, this is the first year we've had an app. We did an awful lot of marketing through social media, so we're looking forward to seeing the impact of that. But you're right. I mean, it's every year it's different and growing, and we're excited about what's.
Okay, one final thing. Fireworks. Can't have a Ribfest without fireworks. Of course, that'll be July 4th. What time is that going to be? And then aren't you going to be broadcasting the music as well so people can crank
right.
up the music
in
their cars and watch the fireworks?
Oh, it'll be a blast. We've got the fireworks will start at 9:30 on July 4th. The music will this year be played on K-Hits 94.
Okay.
And so it should be a pretty good event. The music, I think we're excited about them taking a different slant on it. But in addition to the usual patriotic music, they do a delightful blend of contemporary music. So it'll be fun.
All right. Well, Ribfest 2014 is off and running. Hunter, congratulations to you and the Naperville Exchange Club and everything you're doing for the kids. We appreciate it. Okay. We will see you at the festival. Thanks for calling in, Hunter.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it and look forward to your reports and putting them up on Facebook.
Thanks, Hunter.
See ya.
They're going to be at Ribfest too, and we're going to be talking to Clara Henningsen in just a short bit. But first, let's get some more information on this Ribfest. If you've never been here to Naperville's Ribfest, you know, it might be a little overwhelming. So we thought we'd bring on an expert today, Susan Carlman with the Naperville Sun. That is the paper, the go-to paper out here in Naperville. She joins us now this morning with some tips and ideas and how to get around and how to get the most enjoyment out of this amazing festival. Hey, good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
Thank you for calling in so early.
You bet.
I appreciate it. Susan Carlman is a fantastic writer at the Naperville Sun, and I asked her to come on and give us some tips. So let's start with today. what do we have for today at RipFest, and what would you suggest for our listeners who want to get on over there to the park and enjoy?
Well, I have yet to get there today. I'm headed over after we finish chatting, but it's my sense that the earlier the better as far as getting access to the park. I don't think there's any risk anybody's going to run out of food, but the placement, we're huge Bodine's fans, and they are, of course, playing tonight. So my guess is that if you want to get a good spot to watch Bodine's, you need to get in earlier and put down a little blanket or someplace to mark your spot, and then take it from there. The weather is looking great. I think today is going to be a fabulous opener for the fest. So other than that, there are some great deals for families. I think maybe Hunter might have mentioned that, but in case he didn't, the special rate from noon to 3 every day is $10 for adults. That's a $5 savings, and kids get in free because kids are king at this fest, of course. And you can get a great deal on a pulled pork sandwich, too, during those hours, $5 for a handful of yummy pork. So can't beat that deal.
No, sorry, Bob. And they have the corn on the cob, and, of course, my favorite. Every year I got to get a bloomin' onion.
Even if
I don't eat the whole thing, I got to get that bloomin' onion with the dipping sauce. It's incredible.
it's hard to stop. You're wise to share that. Those are yummy.
So it's in terms of parking, you know, it's always kind of hairy downtown Naperville, and the festival's right there in the heart of downtown Naperville. What tips do you have for folks there?
Well, there are plenty of remote lots, some closer than others, but there's shuttle service running pretty much continuously. You can find all these things out on the website as far as the schedules and the locations of the remote lots, but it's really not worth the aggravation of driving round and round downtown looking for a spot. There's a lot of restrictions on parking during the fest. So it really is a good idea to take advantage of those remote lots and leave the car in an outlying area so you can just catch a ride into town. I think that's probably the best way to keep feathers from getting too ruffled on the way into the fest. So.
Mm-hmm. And you spoke to quite a few of your readers and people that get the Naperville Sun. Did anybody have anything unusual that they do that people just don't think about?
Well, you know, I didn't run across much this year. I have heard in years past, we've heard people talk of the importance of you know, maybe bringing some wet wipes so you can clean up from the yummy mess that ribs can leave behind. You know, pacing things to keep respect for any kids' schedules, but that's something I think parents do without thinking. What else?
Kind of
be as generous and understanding as you can be, because there are going to be crowds and everybody wants to eat and get close to the band, and it's all about being out there and being together and not getting impatient with strangers.
That's for sure. And as a mom of five myself, I always bring some suntan lotion and sunglasses for the kids, because you're out there. There's not much shade at RipFest. And hours and hours of sun can give you, well, probably could give parents more of the headache than the kids. But bring that suntan lotion. Don't forget to apply that to the kids. And then, you know, what the best area is for families is that RipFest family area put on by Naperville Bank and Trust. It's a free area. I'm all about the free stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I would bring some extra money because the food is amazing. And there are carnival rides, and it's, Susan said, there's $10 admission if you get there, I think you said before 12, right? Between 12 and 3, carnival.
Yeah, the wristband special. Yeah, and that's separate from the special adult admission. That's the gate fee. But, yes, you can get wristbands for riding all the rides you can possibly stand between specific hours, and that's a good deal, especially if you have kids who love all that jostling and going upside down. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Funny how that used to be more fun for us than it is now.
Now, what about the fireworks? What about the fireworks? Anybody have any great ideas for location? What's a good location to watch the fireworks?
Well, you know, everybody seems to have their favorite. But I hear that some of the areas just across Washington, some of the parks along there can be good vantage points. There is, of course, no parking in the cemetery, but I have heard of people watching from there. I don't know if that's frowned on or not, but those are close-in locations, and sportsmen or around that area. Those are all good spots to watch from. I think if you have access to a roof, that's a good place to be. Anywhere from downtown, the visibility is pretty good.
Not a bad idea. Come on, honey. Grab the kids. Let's get up on the roof and watch the fireworks. I love that. That's a good tip.
Yes. It's a
Carlman, thank you so much for your tips, Susan Carlman with the Naperville Sun. We appreciate you calling in today. I will see you at the fest, my friend.
Looking
so
forward to it,
in.
Dolly. You bet. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. It is such a beautiful song. I'm going to play it in full after I talk to Clara Henningsen. Now, she is with the Henningsen family. It's a family. It's a wonderful country family band, and they're coming to RIFFest this year. They're going to be there on July 4th, and Clara joins us now on the phone. Good morning, Clara.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Fantastic. It's great to have you on the Dolly McCarthy Show this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. It's good.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Is this your first time out to Naperville's Rib Fest?
I think so. Yeah, it is.
Well, there's always a first, and there's always the start of a tradition.
Absolutely. I'm excited about it. I mean, nothing says America like ribs and 4th of July, so it's a good combination.
And that is when you guys are going to be there. What time do you hit the? You're going to be on the main stage, the Navistar main stage, on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And you are performing. What time are you going to be on that stage? Where am I?
you're asking
Listen
me.
Up.
I think at 5, but I'm probably saying the wrong time.
No, I don't know. I think you are right. I'm going to double check, and I will let my listeners know. We will get the right information. You guys are hitting the stage at 5 p.m.
Okay, good.
Our main stage on July 4th. You know, for those who are not familiar with the Henningsons, they are actually from Illinois. They're an Illinois farm family. And I love your story. You guys grew up in – what part of Illinois are you from?
Central Illinois, like south of Champaign. And we're from a little farming community called Atwood. And born and raised on what is now a seventh-generation family farm, and it's been our family for 143 years. So my parents still live in the same house that my great-great-great-grandfather built when he came over from Germany.
Oh, my goodness. And, folks, if you don't know this, the Henningsons, Clara is one of 10. Where do you fall in the lineup there, Clara?
I'm number 4 and the most talented, so it's kind of just joking. I am number 4, and then my brother Aaron, who is in the band, also with us, he's the number 1, well, number 1 in order. I don't know if he's the favorite
oldest.
Child, but.
That's so funny. Well, okay, the Henningsons, the band is the three of them. Brian Henningsen is the bassist, guitarist, and he does vocals, and that is the family patriarch and father of 10. Can you believe that?
Yes.
And then there's Aaron. As you said, Aaron is the eldest son. He does guitar and vocals. And then, of course, the favorite daughter is Clara, lead vocals and guitar. We got that.
I don't know if I'm the favorite daughter. But
well, you have an amazing voice. Is your family, are you a musical family? Are you like the Van Trapps? Were you like that growing up?
Well, first of all, thank you. And you know, it's funny because we really weren't like the Von Trapps growing up, and which would have been super awesome. I mean, we were always musical in the sense that music was always around. It was always being played. My dad was a Christian artist in the 90s. He was a Christian artist, singer-songwriter slash farmer. So it was pretty crazy. But we never did anything growing up. My sister and I did a little bit just together at home and on the piano, but it wasn't until 2007 that we actually started even singing and writing together. It's kind of crazy how it all just works out.
Wow. But were you around, when you were little, was your father, you said he was a singer, was he, you know, does he play, well, obviously he plays, we already mentioned he plays, you know, guitar and bass. So you were around that, but you never thought about, oh, yeah, this is something I want to do. This is just something that came upon in 2007?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of, yeah, that's like growing up. We were just talking about this the other day, actually, and I never as a child dreamed that I would be doing what I'm doing now. It was kind of like, you know, I just kind of figured I would stay in Illinois and just probably live on a farm someplace. And it's kind of crazy because the dream really kind of found us, and it's taken us some pretty cool places, and we're really grateful and blessed to be doing this. And it's pretty awesome.
Well, the three of you have amazing presence, and the family harmonies are amazing. Is it always harmonic in the family, you know, with all 10 kids? Do you all get along?
That's a great question. Well, we always say that, you know, we have a German background, so we like to argue a lot in our family. Like we do not hold grudges, and we like to debate vigorously. So we will get a point across, and then that'll be it. And then we'll be like, oh, you know, everything's good, and you know how I feel about that. So it's harmonious. I don't know if it's the right word, but it was really fun growing up. A big family and on a farm, because it's just, I definitely would never trade it for the world.
That is so awesome. How many boys, how many girls in the family?
There are 6 boys and 4 girls.
Okay. All right.
So it's a little, you know, almost even.
Do all of them sing or play an instrument or do something musical?
Not everybody. My sister, who's older than I am, she is a great singer. She sounds a little like Alison Krauss, actually. Some younger siblings pick up some instruments and play, but not everybody's overly interested in the music business. Some of my brother's farm, they're kind of slowly taking over the family farm. So, you know, it's great because some of the kids want to do it. My youngest brother, William, who's 9, we asked him one day, what do you want to be when you grow up, William? And kind of expecting, you know, the typical child thing, you know, a doctor or an astronaut or whatever. He was like, I want to be a singer and a farmer. Like,
aww.
Well, I guess you can do that because that's what Dad does.
Well,
kind of a funny combination, but it works.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? And that has transcended, and people hear that in your music, that kind of that sense of heartland in your music, and I think that's what's drawn to people. You're very, your lyrics. I mean, what is it like writing with your father and your brother, and even touring with your father and brother? How hard is that?
It's hard. You know, it's funny because for a while I was always the only girl, and then finally we hired a woman tour manager, and so that helped really kind of like. You know, it's like, okay, I'm not the only girl always, but it really it does balance it out. You know, touring with my dad and my brother is really cool because, you know, we've been to 40-some-odd states together. And just to work together as a family, I mean, we definitely have our times. I mean, we're a family, obviously. So But, you know, we really do consider ourselves blessed because we want to show people that you can work together as a family. And I don't know if we're the perfect example of that, but, like, or maybe we are because we don't always get along. But, you know, that's the point. You have to work through it all, and it's not going to be easy, but it'll be worth it in the end. And you have this special thing, or we have this special, you know, journey that we've gone on together, and it's been really, really cool because, you know, it's not just the three of us, too. Aaron's wife and his son will come out on the road with us, and my husband is our, what are you, merchandise manager. He's sitting next to me. I'm like, what are you?
congratulations, Clara. You're a newlywed.
Thank you.
You guys were married. Your fiancé, Jacob Calloway on May 4th, so congratulations to that. And, you know, your newer fans are learning that you guys have been around a long time. You've been writing songs, too, for bands like the band Perry. You also have been – you toured recently with Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like, touring with Brad?
That was a dream come true, really, because he's such a cool, like, down-to-earth, just hilarious, like, overall just great, like, salt-of-the-earth kind of a guy. And it's fun because, you know, we're the little opener, and we're just grateful to be on tour, you know. And so we would go out to – Brad would rent out movie theaters or what else did we do? And one night we went out to a movie theater, and Brad just, like, knocks on our bus door, and he's like, hey, can I ride with you guys to the theater? We're like, sure. We're like, oh, crap, Brad Paisley's on our bus. Because we're still starstruck, you know. It's still really cool, and he's so great. And we got to tour with Lee Bryce and Chris Young, and just talk about amazing, you know, Class A guys, just super awesome, super talented, fun to watch them every night get up there on stage and perform and do what they love to do and watch the crowd react to all three of those guys is just the coolest thing. It's really, like, gives you chills because, you know, it's just an honor to be, you know, on the same stage as those people you look up to musically, and it's just really, really cool. Yeah. It's a great experience.
What about you? Do you feel natural up on stage? What's it like for you to be up there for thousands of people?
I feel like I'm born to do it. So it's one of my, like, favorite things in the entire world is to stand on stage. A lot of people ask me, do I get nervous? And I really don't. You know, I'll get a little butterflies every once in a while. But, like, and as soon as I step on the stage, it's like, those are gone. I'm where I belong. I'm there to, you know, sing some music for people. And I love that, you know, people are into that and will come and actually watch us because, you know, not a lot of people know who we are. And for them to actually be interested is really, really great. I love that.
Yeah. And your song, that last song you did, I Miss You, the Henningsons, it's an incredible song. It's one of my favorite songs. And when I heard you were going to be at Ribfest, I said, oh, my goodness. I've been telling everybody about this. We had to have you on the show because your voice is incredible, and I just love the harmonies of the band and the music. Your music is amazing. What's coming up next? I can't wait. What's next for the Henningsons?
We've been recording in the studio. We are working on new music right now, and we have some really, really cool stuff. We're actually kind of expanding our sound a little bit, I guess you could say. Just kind of, you know, we've grown a lot in the last 2 years over performing, and it's kind of cool how performing really, it really takes you to the next level, and you start to experiment and realize that, you know, hey, you know, I'm actually getting really comfortable with this sound and just a little bit more bold, I guess you could say, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really, really cool because we're getting to do that in the studio now and really enjoying that. And we're just doing our own kind of one-off gigs this summer and really enjoying that, doing festivals and fairs. And we're excited to play with Love and Theft coming up here tomorrow, and who are some of our favorite people in the world. And it's just that's what we're doing. and it's really fun.
Okay. Yeah, Love and Theft is going to be at Naperville's Rib Fest as well. And we've been talking to Clara Henningsen, and she is with the Henningsens, the country family band. Do you mind me saying that, the family band?
Not at all. That's what we are.
It's her father and her brother. And could you imagine touring with your father and brother? But I'm sure it's a piece of cake now because you're married. You're off the market, and you've got now three men. Three men surrounding you and supporting you, and you have just an incredible voice, and it's just been an honor to talk to you. I can't wait to see you guys
Aww,
live.
Well, thank you.
July 4th, Naperville Rib Fest, 5 o'clock. We got that down right, Clara? 5 o'clock.
Yes,
July
5 4th, o'clock.
The main
I'll be
stage.
There on time.
On the main stage. So what do fans have to look forward to? How long are you guys going to be performing? You're going to be playing, obviously, I Miss You. You better.
Yes, we will. Don't worry. I believe we're playing an hour. And
we're
going to be playing some
American
new music. You'll hear
American
Beautiful. And
American
I Miss
Beautiful,
You.
You're, that is their hit debut single, American Beautiful. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we cannot wait. We are so looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time coming on the show
Absolutely.
Today. You are just a doll. You're such a sweetheart. I can't wait to talk to you. And the
well, I can't wait
will
to meet
on
you.
On camera. Thank you so much. They'll be on camera, so you will get to see this country beauty with two thorns on either side of her. I'm just kidding. I'm dad and brother. You know, I come from a big family.
I've been trying to tell them that for years.
Kid. You're the rose between two thorns. We kid. I'm from a big family, one of 14, and I'm the 11th. And
oh, my
man,
goodness.
We kid
so cool.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah.
You ever
know,
tell...
so you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
But you have a different perspective because you're one of the older ones. Not that you're old. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, my goodness. So young. And then how old is the youngest? The youngest
the
in the
youngest
family.
Is 9.
Oh, wow.
Only 9. So, and then Aaron's
oh
the oldest
goodness.
And he's 31. So there's a 22-year difference.
Holy cow.
Between
cow. Your mother's a saint. Your mother's
she really
a,
is,
what
actually.
Is mother sing? Does she sing? Does she do anything musical or
mom
she
can sing, but she's literally our biggest cheerleader. If it wasn't for my mom, we probably wouldn't be where we are today. So she's the encourager of the bunch. When we were like, well, I don't know if we can do this, she's like, nope, you can do this. You're meant to do this. Do it. So we're like, okay, mom. And so she's definitely our prayer warrior, our cheerleader, and a saint. I mean, if she's not a saint just from putting up with the 10 kids, or, I'm sorry, with putting up with our dad, then I don't know what she is.
All 11 of you, right?
That's what we always kind of tease her about, but, so.
Well, hats off to your mom. God bless her. She is a saint. And we are excited to see you. Thank you so much, Clara, for coming by.
Absolutely.
We'll see you on the 4th. Don't miss it. 5 o'clock on the main stage, the Henningsens. And this is I Miss You by the Henningsens.
It always seemed to help me sleep the most of all. I miss you. I miss the way that you can move me with just a corner of your smile. The gentle way that you could save me.
That is the Henningsons. That song is about 4 minutes long, so I can't play it all. We got so much to get through on this show. We're waiting for Vanilla Ice to call in. He is, like I said, in somewhere in Amish country, Ohio. Hopefully there's a cell service so he can get through to us today. But we were just so thrilled to talk to Clara Henningsen, who's going to be at the Navistar main stage at Naperville's Rib Fest this July 4th, tomorrow at 5 o'clock. She'll be performing. And Rib Fest is put on, once again, by the Naperville Exchange Club to raise funds to help fight child abuse, domestic abuse, and to strengthen families in our local communities. And they have raised, in 26 years, they've given back more than $13 million into the community to support that effort. So hats off to the Naperville Exchange Club. We're so thrilled that the Don McCarthy Show is a sponsor of RipFest and will be out there the whole weekend long bringing you reports. And, yeah, I'll have the inside backstage pass. We'll be talking to a number of bands, and we'll be in the family fun area. We're going to show you what's all inside the RipFest Festival, the best fest in the Midwest, coming out to RibFest. It's $15 to get in, and $10 if you get there early with the family. Kids 11 and under are free. Check out RibFest.net and download that new mobile app. It is awesome. It's a must-have for families with kids. Okay, quick break. We'll be back. We're waiting on Vanilla Ice to call into the show. Vanilla, where are you? Call into the show. Hopefully he's got that cell working.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers, voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Hey, Joe Diffie is coming up soon. Country singer Joe Diffie is in the house, and we're waiting on Vanilla Ice.
The Kankakee Valley Park District presents Barbecue Fest 2014, featuring 38 Special.
Vanilla Ice. Dustin Lynn.
Cranks attack.
Joe Diffie.
Yes, Bob and Wynn. About a pickup man.
And John Hardy.
July 10th through 12th at River Road Park in Kankakee. Brought to you by Central Bank, Pepsi, Miller Lite, and the Kankakee County Visitors Bureau. Order tickets at 815-939-1311. For more details, log on to kbpd.com.
The Don McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Kankakee Barbecue Festival. Not to confuse you, we've been talking about RibFest this first half of the show. But Kankakee Barbecue Fest is next weekend. You don't want to miss that, that's for sure. All right, well, oh my goodness, what happened to my, I lost my board. I just lost it. We want to talk to you. Well, Joe Duffy's coming on the line soon, so hang in there, folks. He'll be on shortly. But a couple things going on. Give me 1 second. I lost my board. What happened here? We will get that up really, really soon. This has never happened before. It's completely blank, but we have to pull it up. It's all computers. It's all good, you know. We'll get on there. In the meantime, you know the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of I Support Community, Causapalooza, and that is a family-friendly event featuring live music, summer barbecue, and that's going to take place on Sunday, August 24th. The board here trying to get my show back here. What happened? Oh, here we go. Okay. I was in the middle of telling you about Causapalooza. Let me tell you this, and then we got Joe Diffie coming up It's VFW Hall time. Head over to the Naperville VFW Hall on Sunday, August 24th from 11:30 until 3:30. Causapalooza, sponsored by the Dolly McCarthy Show, is a family-friendly event featuring live music, summer barbecue, field day games, kids' activities, and more. And many of the iSport community charity partners will be in attendance with information on their causes. All the proceeds will benefit iSport community, whose mission is to increase giving and volunteerism in the community by connecting you to local charities. It's only $20 for adults, $10 for kids 11 to 18, and $5 for the younger kids 3 to 10. You can purchase your tickets online at www.isupportcommunity.org. Wow, I don't know what happened to my board. Everything went completely blank. That's never happened before. But I got Joe Diffie. Joe Diffie.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. We're back. This is Dolly McCarthy, and we have a very, very special guest today on the show, the legendary classic country music singer. We got the real Joe Diffie on the show this morning. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Joe Diffie. So pumped. We're so glad to have you on the show. Thanks for being here, Joe.
My pleasure.
You're going to be in town very soon. Kankakee Park District Barbecue Fest coming up July 12th. And then you're coming back then into the area for Wisconsin's Country Thunder on July 26th. Really excited about those things. I'll be seeing you at the Kankakee Barbecue Fest on that stage. You're going to be sharing it with, everybody's taking a turn, but we're excited to see Joe Diffie there. John Party's going to be there, Justin Lynch as well. Are you excited about coming out to Kankakee?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. We've been really busy this summer, and so always look forward to getting to that part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever played out in that area, that part of the world, Joe?
Over the years, yes, I have. And there and everywhere else around it, you know.
Yeah. Well, you've been around a long time. So many great hits, so many great songs. Third Rock from the Sun, Pickup Man. I'm throwing them out because we do have some listeners that are not quite yet country fans. So we'll kind of get them up to speed. But John Deere Green, these are amazing songs by Joe Diffie. But many of our listeners are big country fans, huge fans of Joe Diffie, and we're pretty excited to have you on the show. So where have been some of your most favorite special places or moments in your career, your long career, Joe?
Oh, gosh, I've had so many wonderful moments over the years. Being asked to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry was a huge thrill for me. Getting an unexpected humanitarian award from the country radio broadcaster was very special. Just had a lot of moments. You know, got to meet a lot of heroes and sing with people I admired, and got to travel a lot and seen a lot of things. So it's been a great ride, I tell you.
Yeah, and we've enjoyed watching you. You've had, like I said, so many fantastic songs, amazing songs, top singles, top 10, top 40s, goes on and on and on, and as you mentioned, the Grand Ole Opry Award. And you've written so many great songs, co-written songs with Tim McGraw, recorded songs with Mary Chapin Carpenter. I mean, it goes on and on. You've had an amazing career. What's next for Joe Diffie? Does that come
out
gosh. In Wisconsin?
other than going to Kankakee and Wisconsin, we just keep opening doors as they are presented to us. You know, we've got a lot of things in the pipeline, a lot of things we're working on, maybe one of those dumb reality show things or, just anything that comes along. There's bad sides and good sides to not being on a record label per se. And one of the good things is you can do pretty much whatever you want to. So actually I'm writing songs now, amassing some songs to record in the near future and just staying busy.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that there was a time in your life you lived in Wisconsin. What part of Wisconsin was that? And what about where about that timeline of yours did you live in the Midwest?
Yeah, I lived in Wisconsin. I lived in a little town called Whitehall, which is between La Crosse and Eau Claire on the western side of Wisconsin. And I was there probably from about I don't know, sixth grade till I was a sophomore in high school. So that's six or 7 years.
Well, those are crucial years in a young man's life, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I still have a lot of great friends that come out and see us and hang out and all that kind of stuff, you know, from that area. So it's always good memories to have.
Well, you know, some people would say that you've had a resurgence, although I say you never went anywhere. You know, Joe Diffie's always been around. You've been an amazing influence in many people's lives. But, the younger kids are just discovering your music, and kind of a little bit thanks to Jason Aldean and his song a couple of years ago, 1994, on his Night Train album. How did you feel about that song and that tribute to you, Joe?
It was both flattering and a touch embarrassing, you know. It was just because, you know, you try to be modest in your life, and it was kind of weird having somebody sing a whole song about you, you know. But you're right. I've seen a real influx in a lot of Jason Aldean fans coming to see me and you know, figuring out who they're. Oh, that's that guy he's talking about in that song. So, yeah, it makes you feel pretty good, you know.
Yeah, and they're loving your music. Are you – I know – Jason Aldean is going to be out at Country Thunder. You're going to be performing Saturday, and he'll be there Sunday. You guys, is there any way you two are going to get together on stage there, or is that a surprise?
Probably not, since we're there on different days. You know, you kind of cycle in, and they cycle you in and cycle you out of there, you know. But we were able to – we did a show not together, obviously. It was the same day. We were out in Arizona recently, and we got to hang out for just a little bit, and so it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, that's really, really cool. That had to have been really cool. Now, what about that video? How come you're not in that video, Joe?
We just never could get our schedules together, you know. I was one place, and he was somewhere else, and then we were out in California when he shot his video, and so we just were unable to do it, you know.
Now, Joe, what have been some of the influences in your long career, maybe in the early days, what really got you going and motivated to get and stay into the country music scene and move to Nashville? How did it all kind of start for you? I know that's a bunch there, but maybe you can narrow it down.
Well, I just always have had a real love for music, you know, and it's just something I've always been interested in and messed with and, you know, played in groups and did things based around music, and all my family's very musical. So, I mean, obviously when I was young, I listened to everything that my dad was listening to on the radio, because that's what, you know, that's all I could hear was, you know, George Jones and Conway and Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and all that stuff. So, you know, just developed and played in various bands over the years, and just the opportunity came to move to Nashville. And so I just stepped out there and tried it.
Wow. And we're sure glad you did, Joe Diffie. We love the rap stuff. I love now I'm drawing a blank. The song that's one of my favorite songs, Joe. That's a moment that I'll always remember. One of my favorite songs, just kind of out the window with Joe Diffie.
I've done that before.
Well, Woman in the Shotgun. That's it. The Shotgun song. I love that song, that rap. That is so fun. Are you having a good time? Are you having fun with that?
Yeah, you know, oddly enough, I mean, obviously it's a huge departure for me, and it was just kind of strange the way it came about, because I've been writing songs with a whole bunch of new artists like Brett Eldridge and Tyler Farr and Tate Stevens and Josh Thompson, and so you know, and we wrote good. In fact, Tate Stevens recorded the song that we wrote together, and Tyler Farr recorded the song he and I wrote together, and just didn't make his album. But the next thing I know, though, I wrote this song with this guy from a group out of Georgia called the Jaja Boys, and I guess it was the folks at the label thought it was very current and what was going on, so they got excited, and we shot a video and the whole deal. And so it's not like that I just picked that song myself out of the bunch I'd written, you know, but that's the way it turned out, and we've had a lot of fun with it.
Well, it's a great song, and my apologies, Joe. It's Girl Riding Shotgun. You know, it's like,
I'm trying to run the radio board here, listen, and my studio is in my home with the kids home from summer breaks.
Hey, trust me, I know. My daughter's got the TV blaring. I got a plumber here working, and then I'm you know, birds chirping and dogs barking and everything else.
It's an ordinary day. Where is home for you, Joe? Are you in Nashville?
I live in Nashville, yeah. I've been here for a long time, since 86, I guess.
Now, we're excited about you coming to Kankakee Barbecue Fest, the Kankakee Park District Barbecue Fest. That's July 12th. Mark your calendars, folks. That is July 12th. And then Saturday, July 26th, the Country Thunder, Wisconsin. That's in the Twin Lakes. We're so excited about you coming, Joe. And so what can fans expect from those two shows?
Well, we just try to have fun mostly. And it's always worked out that, you know, if I'm having fun, then usually the audience does too. So but we do, you know, a lot of the hits that I've had over the years, and we throw a couple of newer things in there, and we goof around a lot and just have a good time with it.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a good time to me. We can't wait. I will see you at Kankakee Barbecue Fest July 12th. Joe Diffie, thanks so much for stopping by. Joe.
My pleasure. Thanks. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye, Joe.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Whoa, she's a hot one. It's a hot day, and I got a pocket full of money. Friday, tires roaring, you can hear me coming. Cooler in the back, Bud Light, ice cold. Me and my buddies cutting down an old back road. I got a jacked up truck, but it ain't much. A fixer-upper with a brand new clutch, yeah. It takes me anywhere I wanna go, even though it's hard to keep my eyes on the road. With that girl riding in a shotgun, sun-kissed by the Dixie hot sun. Whoa, she's a hot one, yeah. I'll lean all up on the radio, dashboard lights shining on my baby, oh. Later on gonna have me a little fun with that girl riding shotgun. She gives me everything, wearing short shorts or some tight blue jeans.
But she's country,
and she ain't afraid to break a nail, raise hell, or go to jail. I keep her by my side, she's always ready to ride. And sometimes she even drives when it's in four-wheel drive. Never known to back down from anything, and you know she keeps the motor clean, yeah.
That girl riding in a shotgun, sun-kissed by the dick. Hot sun, oh, she's a hot one, yeah. I'll be now up on the radio, dashboard light shining on my baby.
That's Joe Diffie, girl riding shotgun. She's actually singing that. You know who's rapping? It's Deep Thrash. You know who Deep Thrash is? Everybody knows Deep Thrash. I love that song. It's a great song. Great talking to Joe Diffie. Excited to see him. The Kankakee Barbecue Fest next weekend. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of that festival. Now we got to switch gears. We're going back to Ribfest. Ribfest Naperville. The Exchange Club of Naperville is putting on the best fest in the Midwest. That's what they call it. I live in Naperville. I have to say it's one of the best fests. But maybe Kankakee is just as good. We should definitely check that out. I can't wait to get there next weekend. But this weekend, we're jumping back and forth between festivals. This weekend is Naperville Rib Fest, and it's all about kids. And all of the money raised at Rib Fest goes to support kids, help fight child abuse, domestic violence, and just strengthen families in our local community. $13 million have been put back into the community to support this effort for 26 years. And there are a number of not-for-profits and charities that RibFest supports, families helping families, Edward Hospital Foundation and the Care Center of Naperville, Project Help, CASA, DuPage County, Naperville Cares, DuPage PADS, And on the show today, we have the Naperville Area Humane Society. They also will benefit from RibFest as well. So we're thrilled to have the executive director of the Naperville Area Humane Society, Anna Payton, on the show. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
How are you doing? Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. So how long have you been with the Naperville Area Humane Society?
Oh, I've been with them just over a month now.
Oh, so you're brand new. Well,
yes.
Welcome, welcome. And I hear you have quite a few little furry friends living in your household.
Oh, yes, I do bring my work home with me.
I guess that's not hard to do. Do you share a home with a Rottweiler and a Pitbull mix? That's what I heard.
Yes, Roxy, she's 11 and a half, and then I have an English Mastiff mix who is 2 years old.
Wow. And you have cats, and tell us all the critters, listen to me, critters, isn't that awful I just said that? I'm a dog lover over here, I am, but now we're getting a hamster, we're adopting a hamster now.
Oh, congratulations.
To the little critter route, that's what we're doing, we're going to, that's what I call him, the little critter route. Yeah, his name is Hemingway, so yeah. And you got three cats, so you are an animal lover, and you got to be an animal lover to run the Naperville Area Humane Society, that's for sure.
Yes, you really have to love what you do to work in the animal sheltering field.
Well, tell us about the Naperville Area Humane Society, exactly the facility, what capabilities are there, and the efforts you go through to homeless animals in crisis.
Sure. Well, it's a really exciting time for us right now. It's actually our 35th anniversary, and we just completed a very extensive shelter renovation. The shelter was built actually in 1988, so as you can imagine, there were things that were a little worn out or outdated, and so we did so much work over the past month, and by we, I mean our contractors and lovely people that came in and did it all for us, but we have new flooring, new windows. The windows previously were glass black. Now we have windows that let in a lot more light, and we can actually open them, get some fresh air in for the animals, which is wonderful. We have more energy-efficient lighting, brand-new counter, paint, fire system, and security system. It's just completely changed the look of the shelter and really updated it to a more modern look, and really reflects the great care that have been given to the animals by the staff and volunteers. Now we have the look that goes along with it, so we're really excited about that. We're actually having a ribbon cutting with the mayor on July 23rd at 4. And then we're doing an open house for the public July 26th, which is a Saturday from noon to 3. So people haven't come by and seen the shelter yet. I do encourage everyone to come by and take a look and see all the great changes that we've made.
Mm-hmm. What capacity do you have there? How many dogs, how many cats, how much room do you have for these animals? And do you need more room? Are you finding that becoming a growing problem as the population has grown out here in DuPage County? I know that's a lot for someone who's been on the job only a month, but...
Yeah. Well, certainly, you know, the pet population, you know, does go along with the people population, so you do see that, as there's more people, there's more pets in the community, and thus can be more homeless pets, unfortunately, in the community. Currently, we have 10 dogs up for adoption and 30 cats and kittens. We have capacity to house more than that, but we don't want to house more than we're capable of. So our limit is 18 dogs and 40 cats overall. And we do also serve the community by offering support to them through a variety of ways and outreach programs besides sheltering. We have a really great humane education program that focuses mostly on the youth. We have a summer camp program, after-school program. We do birthday parties. We have a program that's called Paws for Tales, where kids get to practice their reading skills by reading to an animal, which is really nice because animals are non-judgmental, so they don't care if, it takes the child a little bit longer to read or if they stutter or have difficulty with the words. And So that really helps build their confidence level with their reading ability, which is great to see. We also have a wonderful pet therapy program for people that are in hospitals or nursing homes, which is really wonderful, stress reliever for the people there, and definitely an enrichment program for them. We have a great volunteer program for people who want to come in and help the animals here and out in the community. And then we also offer a safe pets program, which is, you know, really unique, and I'm very happy that we have here for people that are in crisis and need a temporary place for their pet to be. We also offer that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of ways that we do help the community and the animals in it.
Uh-huh. If a family wants to adopt an animal, what kinds of things should they consider?
Well, certainly you want to think about what your lifestyle is like and what type of species or breed would be a good fit for you. You know, obviously you got a hamster, and I'm sure there was reasons behind why you got a hamster instead of, you know, a parrot or a dog or a cat. And I think it's important that people think about that, think how much time you have in the day, even the age of the animal. Do you have enough time to devote to a puppy? Puppies are super cute, but they're super naughty and get into everything and need to be, you know, learn to not go potty in the house and not to chew up your favorite pair of shoes and things like that. A good rule of thumb for dogs, however many months old they are, that's how long they can hold it. So if you have a two-month-old puppy, that means they can, you know, hold themselves for about 2 hours. So if you work 8 to 10 hours a day, that's probably not a good idea unless you can run home to let them outside
right.
to get a real young puppy. So maybe an adult dog, you know, would be a better choice for you.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about those that have an animal but they can no longer care for it? Would you be the place that they would turn to say, hey, I can't take care of this pet anymore? Would you be like kind of like the last resort? Would you take them? Would you consider taking them in and helping them get adopted by another family? Because, you know, that does happen in some situations where families got to move and they can't bring the dog, or there's been a disability or something happens. You know, where do you find these animals? Are they strays, most of them, that you find, or are they given to you by other families?
So we get in our animals through transfers from other organizations and through owner surrender. Now, when somebody contacts us because they are looking to rehome their animal, our biggest priority is to counsel them to see why they're having to rehome the animal and if there is a way that we can help them resolve whatever the issue is to keep the animal in the home. That's our number one priority. So if they're going through a financial hardship, providing them resources about the pet food pantries in the area and the low-cost, you know, clinics to provide medical care for the pet, because at the end of the day, our goal is to keep them in the home. Now, when that can't happen, if people have no other choice or no other option, we do accept animals in as owner surrenders. Unfortunately, there's such an overwhelming number of pets that need to be rehomed. We do have a waiting list, so typically they can't bring them in the same day. We don't accept stray animals at our facility. Stray animals have to go to the animal control in which they are found.
Okay.
Again, the goal is, so there's one centralized location. If you're missing your pet, you don't have to, you know, go to 10 different shelters looking for them. There's one location that primarily you would be looking. But we do transfer animals in from Naperville Animal Control as well as other area animal controls, you know, if they need assistance in placing the pets that they have at their shelter.
Yeah. Wow, there's 10 dogs over there right now. What kind of dogs do you have there right now that we can mention? If people are interested, who should they contact? Is there a website?
Yeah, actually, we do post all the pets on our website, as well as some of the search engine websites like Adopt a Pet. So you can see their pictures and descriptions. We always have a variety. We never know what we're going to get. So if you're looking for something specific, certainly check us out. But if you don't see what you're looking for the first time around, you know, be patient and check back with us. We have everything from a Chihuahua mix all the way up to a black lab. So, you know, again, whatever you're looking for, you know, take a look. Or if you don't see anything that you like with us, you can certainly, again, use search engines like petfinder.com. You can enter in your zip code, the breed you're looking for, even if you want a male or female, and the age range, and it'll pull up the ones that are closest to your area that are waiting in shelters.
Now, and for those that are not, are looking for more, like I said, critters, smaller animals to adopt, you don't have that, but do you have shelters? Do you know of shelters where they offer that?
Certainly, yeah. We only have dogs and cats here, but
they
actually DuPage County Animal Control, which is real close by in Wheaton, they do adopt out rabbits and the pocket pets, like the hamsters and gerbils, ferrets, birds. Sometimes even they have reptiles, and they're posted on their website as well. But again, even if you go through petfinder.com, you can enter whatever species you're looking for. Even, I believe, they list horses, and you can find the ones that are up for adoption in your area.
Okay. Now, you've got a great event coming up. We want to mention that July 28th. Is that right? There is the golf outing?
Yes, we're having our 20th annual Putts for Pets golf outing. That's going to be at Bolingbrook Golf Club on Monday, July 28th. And we have a limited number of golf registrations available, as well as sponsorship options. So I encourage people to go and check that out. You can register on our website, and don't miss out on that great event. All the money raised goes to help the animals at our shelter here. So it's a really great event, and it's a definitely a fun, entertaining day.
Okay, sounds good. Wow, Anna Payton, thank you so much. She is the Executive Director of the Naperville Area Humane Society. Again, thanks again for coming on the show, and we will see you out at RivFest. The Naperville Humane Society is one of the non-for-profits that benefits from RibFest. So your money that's going into those ribs and those blooming onions and all the entertainment that RibFest is providing, it's all about the kids and our furry four-legged friends. Ain't that right?
Definitely. Hey, some people think they're kids. So.
Well, yeah, I have a little Rudy over here. He's a Cavachon, and he's one of my kids, too, for sure. We love our little doggies. We love our pets. So thanks for all you're doing, Anna Payton, and welcome to Naperville, your new job. Good luck with all of that, and stay in touch.
All right. Thank you so much, Dolly.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, somewhere out in Amish County, Vanilla Ice is trying to call Dolly. Yeah, he can't get through to me. We don't have very good cell service out there. We will be talking to Mr. Van Stone at some point.
All right,
for next week.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Damn, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
You know that song.
When I play a dope melody.
It is a classic song. Who doesn't like Ice Ice Baby? And everybody dances to that. You've seen those YouTube videos of little babies dancing to it. It's a great song. It's going to be around forever and ever and ever. You know that. And Vanilla Ice will... we'll bring you that interview next week on the show. But, yeah, apparently he's having trouble calling through from Amish County. He's working on a new TV show, Vanilla Goes Amish. So we'll get that. We'll bring that to you next week. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's been a fun show. I want to thank Hunter Byington, marketing guy over at RibFest, Susan Carlman with the Naperville Sun for all the tips. And fun things happening over at Naperville's Rib Fest this weekend, starting today. And the Dolly McCarthy Show will be there bringing you interviews and checking out what's going on over at the Rib Fest scene. So check out my social media as well as Rib Fest social media. Claire Hennington, we want to thank you for coming on the show from the Henningsons Group. They're going to be performing at Rib Fest on July 4th at 5 o'clock on the main stage as well. You don't want to miss that. Awesome family country band. Really, really great band. Shout out to Vanilla Ice. We'll talk to you next week. Joe Diffie. Joe Diffie. It was great talking to him. And he will be at Kankakee Barbecue Fest with Vanilla Ice next weekend, which the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of. And finally, to Anna Payton for her time talking about the Naperville Humane Society. We appreciate everybody's time. Thanks so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. And if you haven't done so already, please like us on Facebook and follow Good Dolly Show on Twitter.
Good talking, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel nice, that sugar is fine. So nice, so nice, I got you. I feel